Ken Breakfast.
Whatever you're planning this weekend, you'll find what you need at Shell Coles Express.
Top of the morning to you. It is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael, and this is where we are right now.
It's the long weekend, everybody, celebrating Australia. What do people do when they go away? Oh, there we are on the beach.
Yeah. Ah, it's hot. Get me out of here. What is that ball of gas burning down, sending rays onto my pasty pudding-like body?
This is the best kind of beach for you, Michael, because we're technically not at the beach. But it feels like we are.
Don't give away the... I mean, come on.
Oh,
we are
sorry.
At the beach.
No, we are.
Joe, you look great in that bikini, by the way.
Well, now I know we're not at the beach.
can you pass a bikini compliment my way, mate?
Would you like some sunscreen?
If you can rub it on my back.
Is that weird? I'm going to do it anyway.
Now, go, you rub. And it's going to be a big day because tomorrow is Australia Day, so there's a lot happening on the show today.
Yeah, picking duck.
Yes.
Which, I mean, there's apparently some form of a countdown going on tomorrow. They're tipped to be number one.
Yep.
Picking duck are joining us, and in just a little minute, George from Shepherd will be joining us as well because Australia Day is about bands.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well,
I think.
Bands, barbecues.
Drinking in moderation, putting a tarp on the ground, putting some detergent on it and breaking a leg.
Well, that's it. We might try and find out what Australia Day is for people out there as well. It's going to be a big morning.
What is Australia Day?
You're here on Weekend Breakfast. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Whatever you need for this Australia Day, drop into Shell Coles Express because they've got everything for this party season.
Yes, and as I lie back on this towel that I have neatly laid out... on this beach. Let me tell you what
it's
I did this week.
It's a lovely towel, Joe.
I don't want sand on my towel, okay? Got it? Back off.
No, exactly.
I went and saw Cirque du Soleil.
Isn't it magical?
It was the opening night and, Cirque du Soleil.
Always a good night, opening night.
Oh,
the big stars come out.
The who's who there?
The who's who were there and myself with my daughter. And I have a five-year-old and it's difficult for her to see at the best of times. She has to sit on my lap. So you can imagine I was a bit annoyed when in front of me sit two extremely tall gentlemen. And I'm like, of all the people, could I have not sat next to Kathy Freeman and her teeny tiny mother?
Yeah.
Is like, Kathy Freeman little?
Oh, she's tiny. And her mother's even smaller. Could I have not sat behind them
or
instead?
Or Vern Troyer, you know, mini me.
I'm not sure he was invited, although I'm sure that the guy from Cirque du Soleil knows him. He seems to know everyone. But anyway, I thought, okay, these two are super irritatingly tall.
Were they footy players or something, or basketball players?
Well, then I realised they were footballers.
And that's when the smile creeps across old sex pest Stanley's face.
And then I realised it was two of the most handsome footballers in the AFL, which would be Josh Gibson.
My beloved Hawks. Yep.
I saw him at Future Music Festival with Delta Goodrum, and he was offensively good looking.
He dates beautiful. Renee Barge. You know, she was at Channel V, and now she's over in America on TV. He's doing.
He's doing okay. And next to him was Matt Stanger, who's also gorgeous.
Spanger. You don't care what his name is, God.
So I was a bit irritated still, despite the fact that they were beautiful to look at, right? I had the back of their heads. It wasn't that amazing.
You were sniffing the back of their heads.
I was sitting there with my child wriggling around in my lap going, oh, I wish you could see. When gorgeous. I love seeing tiny little kids with footballers, with their superstars. This little boy comes running down, okay? He's like, oh, can I get your autograph? Get a photo with you, Josh? And he's like, yeah. And he was really gorgeous with him. And I was like, oh, that's really super cute.
Men with children.
And then... because the little boy had come down, suddenly his slightly older sister joins him. And she's super excited. She's jumping out of her skin.
She's
about, I reckon, 8 or 9, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
So she's obviously going, oh, well, he's opened the door. I'm going to go down now. I'm not so shy.
First photo, it's game over.
That's right. So I'm going to join my brother. Then out of nowhere comes the even slightly older sister who's about 14. She's like, sort of snuck in there.
It's like a progression of a...
okay, I see you've got a slightly different motivation here because she's got starry eyes. Mother comes in.
Always the mother.
She's like, I need a photo too now. I'm like...
just do it as a group shot, for God's sake.
Josh was very patient, particularly when I said, well, I'm a cousin.
There you go. Do not leave your footballers around, Joe Stanley. This is Weekend Breakfast. That's a lovely acoustic version of Geronimo there from Shepherd. And we are lucky now to be joined by the man himself from the band, George Shepherd. How you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Oh, George, happy Australia Day for tomorrow.
Australia Day.
Oh, thank you.
Australia.
Thank you, and the same to you. Australia Day, mate.
Australia.
You have been chosen, George, to celebrate Australia Day on the Opera House steps. That is an honour, would you not say?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so stoked. It's like just this iconic setting. We're going to be singing The Real Thing with Russell Morris. You know,
Mau Mau.
That's Australia.
Yeah. It just feels so surreal. You know, you like just be in that situation. Now, 3 years ago, if you'd told me that was going to be happening, would have thought you were crazy.
Well, we are crazy
that's part of the joy, George.
Not relevant right now.
Hey, George, now you guys have been touring for a while now. You've been up and down Australia, over to Perth. Have you experienced Australia Day in many places? Or because I know you're from Brisbane. Where's your favourite place to spend Australia Day?
Oh, man, to be honest, it's always been in Brisbane. Where is it? In Brisbane, they're away. And so it's either in my mate's backyard just by the pool cooking the barbecue or I think maybe last Australia Day I was on a plane.
Well, you know, you do, I imagine, well, I do know that you tour the world because I read that your mother goes with you, which is lovely.
She does.
What is the first thing that you do when you, give us some real Aussie knowledge of what you do when you hit Australian soil, when you return from travelling the world?
Oh, I know it's a bit of a cliche to say, but you know, we really live in the best country. Like, when you touch down, it's just like this awesome, I don't know, it's just a feeling of being home. I don't think there's anything that we really do. Like, we don't kiss the dirt or anything like that.
I'm not suggesting you're the Pope.
Give it a sweet little pucker of the ground. Terra Australis.
I don't know if there's something that you've missed desperately as you've travelled and you don't, you know.
Tim Tams?
Tim Tams and Vegemite. That's like the two things.
Not together, I hope.
Yeah, you'd think.
Tim Tams and the Vegemite.
Are we talking the double coat Tim Tam, the single ones, those fancy new Adriana Zumbo ones, or just your stock standard Tim Tam?
Look, you know, the original's best. Can't beat those, but I'll dip into a package that's double coated if it's put in front of me.
Stop it, Shepard. Get out of here. You're crazy.
And the Tim Tam slam, you know, you bite the corners off and use it as a straw in the milk. You can't, I mean, people have no idea what that is overseas.
Doesn't work with orange juice.
I think, George, what you've highlighted there is that we are all one giant stereotype, aren't we, in Australia. And this is what we're celebrating tomorrow on Australia Day.
I love stereotypes because they're true.
Yeah, we have been talking today, ahead of this Australia Day, of the things that make us quintessentially Aussie. And I want you to finish this sentence. You are not Aussie unless you have dot, dot, dot.
Unless you have a blow-up pool in the backyard.
Oh, you're so right, nice. And I do have one, so Bing, thank you.
Well, I guess I better leave the country. I'll see you guys later.
You've got blow-up things. It's not a pool.
Very funny.
No, I don't know. That's just the first thing that came to my head.
It's a great answer, though. I'll take it. George, you have an amazing time tomorrow on the steps of the Opera House. Don't fall down the steps, which is what I do pretty much every time I'm on a step.
Well,
I tend to
hopefully they've got a stage there for us.
Yes, I'm sure there's a stage.
That's right. Look out for Shepherd on the steps of the Sydney Opera House. They'll have Wiggles in the background. I think backup dancing maybe. And George will be standing there with a Vegemite and a Tim Tam in his hand. Mate, happy Australia Day and thanks very much for chatting with us.
No worries, guys. It's going to be a perfect day.
You're listening to Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. It is Sunday morning. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
One of the quintessential things about Australia Day and being an Australian that I love is that we're pretty stupid as a country. Like we enjoy being, you know, very laid back,
well,
very relaxed. No, we've got some of the most brilliant minds in the world.
Yeah.
Pils Hoist.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. Black Box.
That's not
in the news at the moment.
I think someone should probably work on a way to find it.
Yeah.
Developing it is very good. But as Australians, we're very relaxed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be right.
Laconic.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, just let things go. Ah, don't worry about it. And come Australia Day, we all get very passionate about our country. And you know what? Songs come out. Songs are cultural. They capture the spirit of the culture, the zeitgeist.
Yeah, well, we have a huge literary background of, you know, ballads and, you know,
bush poetry,
all of that kind of thing.
Banjo Patterson.
Oh, yes.
Henry Lawson.
In your modern day. Paul Kelly. I mean, he's your modern day Australian
John
poet.
John Williams.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
John Williamson.
Yep. Williamson.
Williamson, yeah.
Williams, I believe, wrote the soundtrack to Star Wars.
Yep.
Also an Australian legend.
Yeah. No.
Not quite close to home, but it's all right. But the thing is, and the great thing about Australians is we don't really know the words to all of them.
No.
Because we don't commit 100%. As a nation, just have a look at most of our things. That's our politics.
We'll work it out later.
We support gay marriage
but
a bit.
Also,
a bit.
They're very long.
Like six verses.
Stupidly long.
Mm. Like, we are one, but we are men. And then, rip, wood chipped. Like, we don't know all of the verses and the difficult stuff. So I decided to test this knowledge and I was presented with a list of 7 iconic Australian songs. Let's see how far I get through them.
Let's have a listen.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Australia's favourite show. It's un-Australian to know all the words to these things. That's right, Australia, we are a half-ass nation, and we've got a half-ass himself right here. Michael Beveridge, welcome to the show. Thanks, mate. Really excited to be here. Okay, Michael, 1 minute on the clock. We're going to give you a list of Australian things. Your goal
to only know in a half-assed way a bit of the words. Righto, mate, very excited. Let's go. What have we got? All right, the time starts now. Nan from Snowy River. There was rumour at the station for the word passed around. Someone was coming. Very good. Cold Chisels, K-San. That'll do. Men at Work's Land Down Under. Vegemite sandwich. She just swore and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. Any verse from John Farnham's The Voice. This is The Voice. Red Gums, I Was Only 19. I pass out at Pakapanyu. I was only 19. Second verse of Waltzing Matilda. I was once a jolly swam. I jumped in a river. I'm in a jumbuck. The first line in the Australian Constitution. We hate all immigrants.
We get breakfast with Joe and Michael on your Sunday, just before Australia Day. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's a beautiful long weekend. I hope you're enjoying it. It's been holiday time for me, which meant I have spent a bit of time watching bad daytime television. This is a show called Come Date With Me. I don't know if you've seen it.
Haven't.
I think it's on.
Come Date With Me.
I've seen Come Dine With Me.
Is it like Come Dine With Me?
It's but like dating? Come Dine With Me, but they've put dating in there, right?
See, these guys are clever these days with TV.
Someone should give someone a raise somewhere.
So essentially either have four girls, one guy, and the girls have to cook for him, and then he chooses one to date, right? Oh. Or four guys, one girl, she chooses the guy to date. But they're all cooking. They're all vying for her attention by cooking, right?
At their house? At their own house?
Yes. And you know, so it's dine, date together.
Yep.
I saw a couple. There was one where a girl wrote a little love note for the guy who was dating these four girls, right? And it was a little love heart, and inside the little love heart, which she'd hand drawn, I know.
On what, a piece of paper?
A little piece of paper. A little love note.
Did she just pass it to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he seven?
I can see.
Yes, the show was cancelled recently. It was horrible.
She had written on it, "I think you're cute."
That's nice.
Again, is she
if you're seven?
It's nice for seven-year-olds.
It's nice, but it's also quite bland.
Yeah.
Anyway, like regardless of any kind of judgment you want to cast on that woman, wrote, "You're Y-O-U-R."
Ooh.
Now,
that's the wrong way, Australia. Yeah. If you're wondering, that's not the right "you're" for that situation.
Not the retraction of
"you are." That's right. Mm. My mother is an English teacher, so I would have been banished from my house.
Here, yep.
Really?
Yes,
oh
absolutely.
Well, we have been tortured.
Kindred spirits.
Grammar is ingrained in me, right? Mm. So I was like, oh, that'd be a deal breaker for me. No chance I would even consider that person.
Well, that's probably okay, because you're getting too many offers. I'm a little bit dry well over here. I'll take a "your" spelled wrong. I'll take a "two" spelled wrong.
Oh, what about a "there"?
Oh, I'll take "there" to "your."
You're going,
I'm coming from "there" to "yours." If she spelled it completely wrong, I would still be laying down rose petals.
Okay.
I don't care.
This is my question then, right? Because I had a good long look at myself and how judgmental I was. And I thought, well, perhaps, right, because they say that the English language is evolving, right? It is a live language.
It's a fluid,
right?
Construct.
Perhaps I'm a dinosaur. And in 50 years' time, no one will care about grammar.
Ooh.
Because they'll just go, we know which "your" you mean by the context in which it is. And
semantics,
perhaps,
yeah. I think you're correct, because a lot of the time nothing infuriates me more when I'm making a point, let's say online, and I've made a brilliant point. It's fantastic. It is 100% correct and I know I've won. And then they'll just pick up a spelling error.
Yeah, right.
And they'll be like, you spelled "there" wrong. Puff of the asthma puffer.
Yeah, and that is pedantic and annoying.
It is, but it could be a deal breaker for you.
For romantically, I want to be with someone who knows the difference between "your" and "your." I'd love to hear from you, though, 131060. Does spelling errors and grammar matter anymore? Do you think it's just irrelevant?
There you go, 131060, give us a call. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael, whatever you're planning this Australia Day weekend, you'll find what you need at Shell Coles Express.
We are talking about a little love note that someone passed on a reality show that I just saw during the week. And she wrote, "I think you're cute." And she spelt "your" Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. I went, no, I can't stand it. But then maybe I'm asking, is grammar irrelevant now? Is spelling irrelevant? Does it matter to you? Because perhaps that's the future of the English language.
Let's find out. Jess, what do you think about the spelling as far as if, you know, someone you were trying to date couldn't spell well?
I don't think it matters because I'm just as bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I say, if two peas in a pod, if you're both sending each other incomprehensible letters, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's all French to me. It doesn't
Like we're all just sending letters to each other. And if you can see the love in the letter, what does it matter how the word love's spelt?
If you know what they're saying, doesn't matter.
And there's emojis when you can't spell.
I was going to say, if it all comes in emoticons, it really doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, so we know Jess feels that way. What about Tom, how do you feel if a girl wrote you a letter and couldn't spell?
Like couldn't spell or just bad spelling?
Just bad, mate. Like, it's, like spells Tom with an F.
Not too you bad. Like, there's a lot worse things. Like, if they're illiterate, different story.
Okay.
In a comma in the wrong place,
yeah,
not that big a deal.
But is this related to how hot she is, Tom?
Oh, everything is.
Yeah, it could be.
Come on, Tom.
If she's a 10. If she's a 10, her spelling could be a 2, all right?
Okay.
That's right.
So, Tom, you can't imagine, though, in the future, like in 20, 30 years from now, that the English people just go, doesn't matter how you spell, just put it on the page or on the screen.
Realistically, 20, 30 years, we'll probably have a Google implant that auto-corrects what we say anyway.
Okay, Tom, you're freaking
me
out.
Tom's from the future there.
It's Tom from MySpace here, actually, and he's moved into Google.
And Cynthia, what do you think of people, whether they get a word wrong in a sentence or in a text, do you feel that's a deal-breaker?
Yes, it is. I was dating a lovely guy who came to visit me one day at work and decided to tell my boss about how much he hated passage smoking.
Cynthia. And you just backed away slowly and said, I don't know even how he got in the building. I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Security?
And as the police dragged him away, you smiled quietly to yourself, passively.
This is a Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Weekend Breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Good morning.
What is this?
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Thanks to Shell Coles Express. Great value deals all summer long.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Just gone 8 o'clock and we're feeling the vibe again still, aren't we, really?
Ah, oh, Australia is wrapping its beautiful girt lands around my body and exfoliating me because it's mostly made of dirt and sand.
Yeah, it's...
what he said.
Okay, it's a beautiful time to celebrate being Australia. I would like to extend that to all peoples in this land, and I do hope that there's some reconciliation down the path for all peoples in this land.
Yeah, chuck him in the Constitution, Tony, I reckon. Yeah. Just give him some recognition. I'm sure you're not that much of a jerk.
Okay, but let's move away from being serious for a moment and celebrate the fact that we've got bands.
Well, we've already had a great chat, with George from Shepherd. That was great.
That's right. And coming up this hour, we have the very amusing Ruben from Peking Duck.
He's also very talented.
Yes.
He's in Peking Duck, absolutely slaying it in Australia at the moment. Have they blown up overseas yet? Oh, yeah, they are. Actually, sure. They're playing at Coney Island Festival in New York.
Oh, look, you look like you're burning there, and I think a seagull just...
Right, let's get Margaret some sunscreen as we continue on this Sunday.
I thought it was zinc, but it's seagull.
This is your Weekend Breakfast, Joe and Michael. Weekend Breakfast, mates, with Joe and Michael. We're being real Aussie today.
Cool.
That's just how people speak in Queensland.
I'm making you feel at home.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, I'm back in Emerald.
We are celebrating Australia Day this weekend, of course, and everything's happening in and around all the major landmarks around Australia.
Oh, yeah, you've got Sydney Opera House, Bondi Beach.
Yep. Yeah.
That's surfers.
Concerts around the place and, you know, I'm sure Uluru does something
special.
There'll
be something there, yeah.
Peter Garrett will be there yelling at somebody.
Yeah. I always feel sorry for the landmarks in Australia that no one's ever heard of.
The underdog landmark, Australia.
Yeah.
The landmark that never quite got put on a postcard.
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about the big banana.
The Danny Minogue of landmarks.
The Danny Minogue.
Not quite, Kylie.
She's no underdog now.
Oh, yeah, but I guess
so. Like, even the big pineapple, everybody knows that, you know.
The third Hemsworth.
Luke, I had a delightful day at the races with him.
All right, fine. There are no underdogs in Australia. I can't think of anybody.
Well, he's slightly an underdog because he's much smaller.
Yeah, the fourth Daddo. There's always that brother that doesn't. There's a third war, Mark War and Steve Warren. There's a war. No one knows.
Yeah,
anyway.
He played a couple of Sheffield Shield games. That's about it.
So I thought, why don't we put in a call to these lesser-known landmarks? Because no doubt they're planning something big for Australia Day.
Well, you know what a landmark is? It's an indication of how much we love Australia. So we're going to make something big to try to bring people together and unify us as a people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's exactly the reason for some of these big things. But
we'll wait and see what they might have planned. I mean, they won't have the budgets.
No.
Obviously.
But they'll have the passion.
Yeah.
You know what?
And real Aussies.
Leighton Hewitt doesn't have the skill, but he's got the passion. And that's what's kept him in this for so long.
Okay, so in a moment, I want to call some of these lesser-known landmarks. You might have visited them yourself. You might live down the road.
We're talking things like, you know, the big banana.
Less.
Underdog. Right. Oh, okay.
Well, let's hunt these down. Let's hunt these Aussie landmarks down. We're going to give them a call and find out what they're doing for their Australia Day. This is your Weekend Breakfast. Sunday morning, this is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
And in honour of Australia Day, we've decided to hail the unsung heroes of landmarks in this country, because it's always this weekend about the Opera House and Uluru.
The big ones.
The lesser ones.
Yeah, we're all about promoting the underdog here on Weekend Breakfast.
Yeah, so we've got a list of the underdog landmarks.
Some might call them terrible, but we call them underdogs.
Well, they're doing their bit.
They're trying.
For Aussie.
You can only be so good as the big mower in Beerwa, I think.
So let's put in some calls, I reckon.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
So first up, we've got, we love this, the big playable guitar.
It's not even the big guitar, it's the playable guitar.
They're in Narandra, which I think is New South Wales, mm-hmm. fairly small community near Wagga.
It's past Wagga, so yeah.
Can we give him a call, Shura?
Let's do it.
Narandra Visitor Centre, this is Kimberly.
Hello there, Kimberly. It's the Weekend Breakfast Show. We are calling some of the lesser known landmark.
We're trying to help out, Kimberly, that's what we're
places
doing.
Places in Australia. In this Australia Day weekend, because we feel like, you know, your opera houses, your Uluru's, even your big pineapples and bananas, they get all the glory, but who's giving the big playable guitar, the rap this weekend?
Yeah, who's strumming its strings?
I don't know. It's certainly very popular. We get a lot of people who call in because they've heard about it, or they saw our sign on the way into town and they've decided to come in and have a look.
Well, I do believe it's in the Guinness World Record book, so, you know, that is something. Have you got any big plans for Australia Day? Have you got anybody in to play the big playable guitar and sing something like I Come From a Land Down Under or something like that?
Something?
We certainly have big plans for Australia Day.
What are they?
Well, that sounds like it's a secret.
Hang on.
Hang on. She'll just check her logs.
Well, she's got a media release to check.
You come on live radio. What are we doing on Australia Day? No, we've got yummy races happening on Australia Day.
Yummy,
that's perfect.
How much more Australian can you get?
If you're in Narandra, New South Wales, go and see the big playable guitar. You might even be able to take part in a yabby race. So thanks very much for that.
Let's try another
one. Of the highlights.
I have actually been to this. It is the giant koala.
Could you get any more Australian?
It's kind of Western Victoria. Let's give them a call.
Giant koala, Pat speaking.
Hello there, Pat. It's the Weekend Breakfast Show. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Pat, Australia Day's coming up, and we sat around in our meeting wondering what's the most Australian thing we can come up with, and we thought, how about a big bloody koala? How about that?
We really feel like we want to celebrate the giant koala, which is there in sort of Western Victoria, is that correct?
Yeah, the Wimmera, yeah.
Yes. Tell us, what can we enjoy then at the giant koala?
Well, I've got a souvenir shop.
Right. What's in that souvenir shop?
Inside the koala.
Oh, inside
the koala?
It's
inside the koala.
What is this magical mystery tour inside a beast you talk of? This is amazing.
And what else do you have?
I've got a farm animal display out the back where I've got one
live
koala, alpaca, deer, wallabies.
Pat, you've got it covered.
You've got an emu.
Pat, full disclosure, I have visited the giant koala on my way through. And I believe I met a, was it a cocky? He was very
vocal.
Yeah. He was very vocal, that cocky, but I was warned not to get too close.
No, he bites.
Yep.
Truly Australian.
Yeah,
if you come close to me, I'll hurt you because I don't know who you are.
That's sort of like a metaphor for our government.
Well, we do hope. Yeah, we do hope you have a wonderful Australia Day, Pat. You sound as Aussie as it gets.
I am. I'm a farmer as well.
Oh, bless you and the farms, and thank you
socks.
For all the work that you do for us.
No worries.
Well, there you go. So there are some lesser-known landmarks doing things.
Yeah, awesome landmarks.
Go and get inside the big koala. This is your Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Sunday morning and your Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. And every day you'll find a new reason to stop in at Shell Coles Express.
2011 census reveals that one in four Australians is in fact born overseas.
Interesting.
Guilty.
Where were you born?
England, yeah.
There you go.
Oh. Mm. I love everyone being here because it makes this country and food courts around Australia so much better.
100%.
But there are some quirks and nuances to Australia.
It worked for me.
That take a while to pick up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I went over and I lived in America for 6 months. I didn't get it. Even after 6 months, I didn't get exactly what like the 4th of July meant and things like that.
Mm.
And I decided for that 25% of people, and in fact, maybe just most of Australians that don't really understand Australia Day, I decided just to do a little bit of a helpful guide to getting through what I think is probably the most difficult day in the Australian calendar.
Really?
Well, there are so many cultural landmines you've got to get through.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Thou shall not wear budgie smugglers. Fair point. Tony, get out of the pool. Thou shall not piss in the blow-up pool. Unless you're certain it's going to be one of those I've had about six drinks clear ones that Bear Grylls will probably drink for fun, then that's okay. Thou shall not sit thigh to thigh with another bloke, especially if he's in budgie smugglers. Tony, get out. Thou shall ensure a 50-50 male to female ratio is maintained. Thou shall not ogle a mate's missus, especially if he's sitting next to you in budgie smugglers. Tony, for f**k's sake, get out. Now, Australia Day brings the best and worst out of the characters in this country. So here's some people you're probably going to run into down at the beach, the park, or, if you're a ginger, indoors, where there's no sun or happiness. Ah, first, the boozy beggars at Bogan. This one's quite easy to know. A wife beater sporting, BL Commodore driving, Aussie flag wearing, Winnie Blue smoking, Southern Cross tattoo complete with boxing kangaroo on top of a Ned Kelly portrait draped in an Australian flag with a HSV logo. But they've forgotten that their ancestry is in fact Dutch. Next up, we have the overly politically correct whiner. Oh boy, this Australia Day buzzkill keeps going on about how you should feel bad about sitting in a blow-up pool, eating sausages and bread, because somehow you're responsible for the world's problems. Eating a sausage? Murderer. Playing some men at work? Sexist. This person doesn't know how to have a good time. The simple problem? Introduce them to the boozy bigoted Bogan. Then attend the funeral 3 days later. So, this Australia Day, enjoy yourself. Because I am, you are, we are Australians.
Here on Weekend Breakfast, very lucky to be joined by the man from Peking Duck, Ruben.
Oh, we are celebrating all things great Aussie music today, and we couldn't do it without you guys, Ruben. We love Peking Duck.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, tonight, I think, or this afternoon, playing in beautiful Portsea Beach Club, which is down along the coast in Victoria.
Yeah, beautiful southern Australian vibes down on the tip in Portsea. It should be nice. We're playing tonight. Oh, it's a really cool lineup too.
Who else is playing with you?
You know what? To be honest?
You don't know?
I'm going to tell you now, the lineup is amazing.
Yes, and you did say that.
There is a legend of the scene that I know is going to be there. His name is Generic. But pretty much what I do know as well is our whole crew and friends are coming down to Portsea to party all night and all day the next day for Australia Day. So
you're adding to the local economy, aren't you?
Boosting it.
What are you and your mates going to do for Australia Day? We want it to be quintessentially
on. We're going to have a barbecue. There's going to be some countdown thing. We're going to listen to that.
Yes.
Who knows what that is?
just on that countdown thing, we can say Hottest 100, you are tipped at this stage to take out number one. Mm. Does that make you anxious? Are you going to be sitting around, you know, unable to focus on your spin bowling because you're
not
worried
at all.
About...
Well, the second highest in the sports bet sort of thing is Chet Faker, and I kind of put all my money on him. So no matter what the outcome is, I'm going to be stoked.
Smart.
And even if Taylor Swift wins, I reckon that's just, you know, that's an interesting day, and that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm actually secretly a Taylor Swift fan, so that's all right.
No need to be secret.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. All right, here's another question today. We've been talking ahead of Australia Day tomorrow, of course, of things that make us quintessentially Aussie. It's a bit of a cliche conversation even, but
okay.
Answer this question. If you can just complete this sentence. You are not Australian unless you have...
meat pies in your freezer.
Oh, that's excellent.
Right.
And they're cheap
again,
ones too.
I've got meat pies in my freezer.
Yep.
Same.
I don't have a freezer.
Everyone should. If you don't, that's wrong.
Okay, so Ruben, what's on the menu for your barbecue tomorrow then?
Well, on the menu, let's just say there's a lot of beers.
a liquid lunch.
Yeah.
So we booked two massive houses and pretty much the rules are for a friend to secure a bed, they have to bring two cases. And
perfect.
So I'm taking that as
an official invite. Bring your party.
Well, I was going to say, for those people who are in Victoria who want to head down, you're playing today at Portsea at the Portsea Beach Club, so you can go and see Peking Duck. If you want to see Peking Duck afterwards, just trawl through Portsea. You'll listen out for two houses that are making a lot of noise.
Follow the cop cars.
Because...
And you will hear the backyard cricket. You'll hear the barbecue sizzling.
Yeah.
And the frothy's popping.
Well, Ruben, thanks for chatting with us, man. And good luck tomorrow in that countdown, the other one, because we really would love you guys to take home number one. That's huge for you. And
mate, thank you.
And happy Australia Day.
Mate, happy Australia Day to you too.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Just enough time to say goodbye.
Oh, such a beautiful day to be on the beach, isn't it, boys?
I've hated every second of this. You know I burn it. He's elite. This is rubbish.
I'm going to go and get a sunny boy and chat to those hot guys over there. Have a great Australia Day.
It's weird you didn't point at me when you said hot guys.
We'll see you next week on Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
For everything Weekend Brekkie, follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook.